AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris tested positive for the coronavirus. Her press secretary said neither President Biden nor First Lady Jill Biden is considered a close contact of the vice president in recent days. The White House says Harris has shown no symptoms and is fully vaccinated. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with military leaders in Germany about Ukraine. He says they leave strengthened, and so does Ukraine.
But we don't have any time to waste. The briefings today laid out clearly why the coming weeks will be so crucial for Ukraine. So we've got to move at the speed of war. And I know that all the leaders leave today more resolved than ever to support Ukraine.
At a meeting with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow still hopes to negotiate a peaceful settlement with Ukraine, even as the fighting continues. On Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran.
That significantly set back Iranian capabilities to pursue a nuclear weapon, particularly the fissile material for such a weapon. And that agreement was working by all objective accounts.
The U.S. withdrew from the accord in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump. President Biden has signaled he wants to rejoin the deal. The Supreme Court questioned lower court orders that have blocked the Biden administration from ending a controversial Trump-era immigration program for asylum seekers. The Biden administration is scrapping old-fashioned incandescent light bulbs. The aim is to speed an ongoing trend toward more efficient lighting that officials say will save households, schools, and businesses billions of dollars a year. Rules finalized by the Energy Department will require manufacturers to sell energy-efficient light bulbs. This is AP News. One of the more than 700 people arrested in connection with the Capitol riot is the son of a famous artist and someone the AP spoke to on the day of the riot.
Blood ran down Vincent Gillespie's face as he stood outside the Capitol, dousing his eyes with water after he said he'd been pepper sprayed.
We were almost ready, almost overpowering them. If you had like another 15, 20 guys behind us pushing, I think we could have won it. Because then that second set of doors, we would have just burst through it.
Gillespie pleaded not guilty to several charges, including assaulting officers. The Department of Justice says he's seen on police body cam using a police shield to ram officers.
I'm not an anarchist, but you can't let stand what happened in this election.
Neighbors ID'd him from photos at the scene. He's the son of painter Gregory Gillespie, whose art is in the MoMA and Whitney. I'm Julie Walker.
The trial has started for former New York City police officer Thomas Webster on charges related to the riot. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.